Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Brent Reed, an integral part of the Triple M NRL family.
I would say vital.
A vital, yeah. Integral. Reedy, how would you describe yourself as part of the family?
Irreplaceable.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, there we go. Yeah. That's the one, my man.
Yeah. Hey, Reedy, MG's just gone on record as saying he thinks that the NRL should bend the rules and allow Shane Flanagan out of his ban 12 months early so he can take on the full-time job next year at the Dragons. How likely is that to happen? And if it doesn't, who are the leading candidates?
I would be surprised if the NRL did that. There's no real appetite to reduce that ban, and I'd be surprised if they did, but I'd expect Shane will go to them at some point in the near future, before the end of the year, and ask them whether they'll consider it. But, you know, I'd be surprised if that happens. And if you put a line through Flano, I think Dean Young's the raging favourite at the moment to get the job. The assistant coach, he's now the interim coach. Well, he will be after Friday night. And I think he's the guy at the moment that's the front runner. He's got six games to show what he can do, but I reckon he's the man at the moment.
I suppose he would be. He's been an integral part of that setup, obviously, since winning the comp in 2010. And I think him, along with Ben Hornby, who recently left to go to South Sydney, have been part of the junior system and the assistant coaching staff for a long time. I know Craig Fitzgibbon's name keeps getting pushed up whenever there's a coaching job available, Reedy. Has his name been mentioned at all?
Well, there's a couple of obvious ones. You mentioned one there, Craig Fitzgibbon. The other one's Jason Rolls. Now, both those blokes have got connections to the club, but they're also committed elsewhere. Fitz is on record as saying he won't turn his back on the Roosters this year. He'll be there at least another year, so that, unless something dramatically changes there, we've got to put a line through him. And Rolls, he's come out and said he's going to go to England and take up that deal with Eddie Jones and England Rugby, so you've probably got to put a line through him as it stands right now. Paul Green's the other one, obviously, the high-profile coach who's currently looking for a job. I think Paul would prefer the Broncos job if it comes up, and, you know, there's some suggestions that maybe at the end of the year that will be the case. So, given you've got to put a line through those guys, look, I know... I'm told that Dean Young's got a pretty tight relationship with Anthony Griffin, so it wouldn't surprise me, or they know each other well, they coach together at Tonga. I know Flano's there at the moment. It wouldn't surprise me if Anthony Griffin was to come on board as well if Dean Young was to get that job next year, just to strengthen that coaching staff up and put some experience around it, because he'll need some people around him.
Hey, Reedy, let's move on. We need to talk about a bloke by the name of Josh Addo-Carr. We saw a play out in the media earlier in the year that he wanted out of the Storm. They came to some sort of an arrangement that would see him leave the club at the end of this season. Is that still the case?
Look, now he's had some manager issues, Josh Addo-Carr, and that stopped this progressing anywhere. I understand he's now settled those management issues. So the Storm are going to sit down with him this week or next week and talk to him about what he wants to do. I think they're hopeful that he will stay, that he's changed his mind. They're hopeful they can convince him to stay for at least one more year. But now that management issue has been resolved, that process can really begin and step up, and they can get to the bottom of whether Josh wants to stay or whether he wants to come back to Sydney.
Yeah, it seems that both wingers, Vunivalu, who's going to rugby, and Josh Addo-Carr may be getting itchy feet at the 11th hour. And as far as Vunivalu goes, you really can't match the money that Queensland Reds are giving him. But as far as Josh Addo-Carr goes, I would love to see him stay at the Storm, because I don't think he would reach the heights at another club that he's reached at Melbourne Storm.
Fair enough. All right, Brent Reed, a pleasure as always.
Comprehensive, mate.
The irreplaceable member of the Triple M NRL team, as well as writing stuff on a regular basis for the Australian. Reedy, always a pleasure. We'll chat to you soon.
Cheers, boys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.